Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And this week I thought I would celebrate the feast this week of St. Ignatius Loyola by reading poems by three Jesuits, starting with the most modern. So I'm going to read poems by Father Peter Millward, SJ. I'll say more about him in a moment. And then by Robert Southall, SJ, no stranger to the Poem of the Week podcast, but I think I'll be reading a poem I don't believe I've read before. And thirdly, by a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins, SJ, Father Gerard Manley Hopkins. Again, no stranger to the Poem of the Week podcast. But again, I'm reading a poem we haven't read before and not an easy one to read, so God help me. So without further ado, I'm going to begin with a poem by Father Peter Millward. Now, he's a Jesuit friend of mine I knew well. He wrote regularly for the St. Austin Review, the magazine that I edit. He visited me when I was at Ave Maria University in Florida, and we actually took him out. He was already in his 80s, I believe, but at this point, took him out on airboat ride on the Everglades. I remember his childlike delight at this new experience. He was a student of both C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. That's a claim to fame in itself, of course. And indeed, some of his the letters to him from C.S. Lewis have been collected by another great friend of mine, Walter Hooper, who sadly died within this past year. And Walter Hooper edited C.S. Lewis's letters, the three volumes of C.S. Lewis's letters, and some of Father Millward's, or the replies to some of Father Millward's letters to C.S. Lewis, letters from C.S. Lewis to Father Millward, are included in that volume. So I have two, I'm in possession of two of Father Millward's collections of poetry, A Poem of the New Creation, which is published by Kaufman Publishers, which also published my only published volume of poetry thus far, Divining Divinity. I'm not actually going to read from that this time. I'm just going to read a sonnet from his collected poems, Father Millward's collected poems. So, without further ado, Sonnet to Our Lady by Father Peter Millward, S.J. This is sonnet number one. Lady, thou art beyond earthly compare, where the full moon, flooding the summer night, moves through the clouds with phosphorescent light, transforming nature's face, thou art more fair. Where the clear stars, twinkling through crystal air, spangle the vault of heaven with wondrous sight, widely displaying the Creator's might, to wondering creatures thou art still more fair. For what are the stars but jewels in thy crown? And what the moon but thy majestic throne, and what the night but thy robe reaching down from highest heaven to the world's furthest zone. But thou art fairer, lady, thou the one whom I compare to Jesus Christ, thy son. I might move from Father Millward to Father Southall, Saint Robert Southall, English martyr and Jesuit. And I'm going to read here, I don't believe I've read this in the Poem of the Week, but in any event, it's certainly worth reading again, even if I have. And this is his poem upon the image of death, which was a major influence upon the famous graveyard scene in Hamlet. So if you want to do a little bit of homework, read this poem, or listen to this poem, indeed, as I'm going to read it now, and then read the alas, poor Yorick, I knew him Horatio scene from Hamlet, which this poem, on which this poem is an influence. Okay, Upon the Image of Death by St. Robert Southall, S.J. Before my face the picture hangs that daily should put me in mind of those cold qualms and bitter pangs that shortly I am like to find. But yet, alas, full little I, to think hereon that I must die. I often look upon a face most ugly, grisly, bare and thin. I often view the hollow place where eyes and nose had sometimes been. I see the bones across that lie, yet little think that I must die. I read the label underneath that telleth me whereto I must. I see the sentence eke that saith, remember, man, that thou art dust. But yet, alas, but seldom I do think indeed that I must die. Continually at my bed's head a hearse doth hang, which doth me tell that I, ere morning, may be dead, though now I feel myself full well. But yet, alas, for all this I have little mind that I must die. The gown which I do use to wear, the knife wherewith I cut my meat, and eke that old and ancient chair, which is my only usual seat, all those do tell me I must die, and yet my life amend not I. My ancestors are turned to clay, and many of my mates are gone, my youngers daily drop away, and can I think to scape alone? No, no, I know that I must die, and yet my life amend not I. Not Solomon for all his wit, nor Samson though he were so strong, no king nor person ever yet could scape, but death laid him along. Wherefore I know that I must die, and yet my life amend not I. Though all the east did quake to hear of Alexander's dreadful name, and all the west did likewise fear to hear of Julius Caesar's fame, yet both by death in dust now lie. Who then can scape but he must die? If none can scape death's dreadful dart, if rich and poor his beck obey, if strong, if wise, if all do smart, then I to scape shall have no way. O grant me grace, O God, that I my life may mend, since I must die. That is beautiful. And finally, a much more difficult poem to read, and I suspect I'm going to butcher it. So any Gerard Manley Hopkins purists out there, forgive me. This is Hopkins is not easy to read out loud anyway, with his sprung rhythm. And this is more difficult than most, but I'm going to give it a go, as they say. So, to conclude our tribute to our celebration of the feast of St. Ignatius Loyola, by reading poems by three Jesuits, we will conclude with Gerard Manley Hopkins' poem, that nature is a Heraclitian fire and of the comfort of the resurrection. Indeed, a poem about the comfort of the resurrection might seem appropriate after a poem upon the image of death. So again, that nature is a Heraclitian fire and of the comfort of the resurrection, by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Cloud puffball, torn tufts, tossed pillows, flaunt forth then Chevy on an air, built thoroughfare, heaven roisterers in gay gangs, they throng, they glitter in marches, down rough cast, down dazzling whitewash, whatever an elm arches. Chival lights and shadow tackle in long lashes, lace, lance and pear. Delightfully the bright wind boisterous, ropes wrestles, beats earth bare. Of yester tempest ceases in pool and rut-pill parches, squandering ooze to squeezed dough, crust, dust, stanches, starches. Squadron masts and man marks, tread mire toil there, foot fretted in it, Milton fueled, nature's bonfire burns on. But quench her bonniest, dearest to her clearest selved spark. Man, how fast his fire dint, his mark on mind is gone. Both are in an unfathomable, all in an almost dark, drowned, O pity and indignation, man-shape that shone, sheer off, dissever a star, death blots black out, nor mark is any of him at all so stark, but vastest blurs and time, beach level, enough, the resurrection, a heart's clarion, away grief's gasping, joyless day's dejection. Across my foundering deck shone a beacon, an eternal beam, flesh fade and mortal trash fall to the residuary worm. World's wildfire leave but ash. In a flash, at a trumpet crash, I am all at once what Christ is, since he was what I am. And this jack joke, poor potsherd, patch matchwood, immortal diamond, is immortal diamond. I suspect you might have to listen to that again, and I actually messed up one word. I said whatever, where the word was wherever, so I apologise. I have to read this one again next year sometime and try to get it right. But again, very difficult to read. Beautiful poem, very difficult to comprehend. Beautiful poem, worth the time and effort. So thanks again for joining me in this celebration for the Feast of St. Ignatius Loyola, in which we've read three poems by three Jesuits. Until next week, thanks for joining me in the Poem of the Week. Till then, goodbye and God bless.